This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse here in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody. And indeed, welcome to Cavs HQ. Tim Alcorn working solo this week. Again, Jim Jones stepping away for a short time. Hope to have Jim back in the near future. Well, we've got a very, very busy show this week. Of course, for the Cavaliers, it's not a busy week. They've got a couple of days off, and then they're back in action on Wednesday night when the Orlando Magic will be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse to take on the Cavs, but that doesn't mean we've got a very busy show ahead. We're going to talk with Cavalier legend and a guy that certainly keeps his eyes on the Cavaliers throughout the season in many different ways. Campy Russell, he'll stop by to pay us a visit. Of course, with two games against Orlando here in the next week, we'll check in on the Magic and their radio play-by-play guy, Jake Chapman. Jake with some Cleveland roots, so it'll be good to talk to him. And then Brandon Jarosik, Vice President of Digital for the Cavs, will stop on by. Some special offers that'll be out there for Cavs fans. We want you to hear about that. So stay with us. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We'll start things off with Campy Russell. He's coming up next on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll hear from Campy after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Here's Garland out front, driving on Sasser, left of the lane, pops it up and in. DG with a quick hoop, Mitchell into the lane, lob to Allen, pow! Mitchell with the throw to the fro. Strus to the right wing, baseline, jumper, perfect! Here's Allen, out front, hands it off to Donovan Mitchell, five on the shot clock, four on the clock, Mitchell, long three, good! And that should be the finishing touches.
And we welcome you back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. All along, the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us. Nice little highlight montage there from our dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen. They're on the other side of the window. Those calls from the Cavs win on Saturday night up in Detroit when they knocked off a pretty gritty Piston team. And so the Cavs now 20 games in, stand at 11-9 on the season. And, of course, a guy who keeps his eyes and hopefully his ears as well on the Cavaliers now joins us. Cavaliers legend, one of the all-time greats to suit up in the wine and gold. Campy Russell stops by to pay us a visit on this week's edition of Cavs HQ. Campy, great to have you with us. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Hey, Tim, anytime, man. I'm willing to come on your show and be a part of what you guys got going on with the Cavs at any point. I look forward to our conversation today and just take it from there. But I'm excited about what's going on with the Cavs. You know, they're trying to make a, I'm going to say, be consistent is what I'll start this off with. It's just they're trying to become more consistent on both sides of the ball at this particular point.
Well, as you said, let's start there. It's been choppy through the first 20 games. I alluded to earlier, 11-9. Injuries certainly have played a part in that because, to your word, inconsistency, that's been the rotation and that's been the lineup. So how do you get to be a consistent basketball team?
Well, I think it comes down to, number one, is being healthy, getting all the bodies out there, as you just spoke about. But number two, I think it's got to be a total commitment from no matter who steps out there on the floor, that they're going to play within, number one, themselves, within the system, and bring energy and bring effort and bring determination. I think those are the elements that you're going to need, whether you're playing offense or defense, is to be in that type of a mode. But when you have guys coming in and out of the lineup because of injuries or what have you, you know, that creates definitely a dilemma for the coach. And now the coaches get caught into a position of trying to make adjustments on the fly and doing, you know, basically what his job is to continue to try to make this team the best team it possibly could be, you know, based upon being healthy, as well as based upon guys not being healthy and you got guys in and out of the lineup. You know, that's just the nature of the game. And I think thus far, Coach Bickerstaff has done a good job, an outstanding job for the most part of making those adjustments and dealing with those adjustments.
Campy, one of the guys who has been there night in, night out, he's played in all 20 games, Max Strus. Let's talk about his addition and his value to this Cavalier basketball team. Over 14 points per game, leads the team in three balls with 58, and that heart and that grit that he plays with. Just your thoughts on what you've seen from Max Strus.
Well, I think coming into here and coming to Cleveland, I thought that all those elements that you just talked about in terms of his heart, his toughness, his ability to knock down three, his ability to play consistent basketball, and to just to be one of the guys that's just going to bring that effort every single night. The most surprising thing for me is his ability to rebound the ball and to go get the ball. You know, I think that is an element that I wasn't aware of as it relates to his game, but he has definitely shown me that he has a lot of grit. He has a lot of versatility in his game. He can play the two positions. He can play the small forward position, and he can rebound those positions as well as defend those positions as well. So he definitely has brought another element to this Cavalier basketball team. And I think for the most part, you know, he has been pretty consistent in terms of what he does out there on the floor. But his most consistent thing, in my opinion, is his efforts. His efforts, to me, is the most consistent thing that he has shown thus far.
How does toughness and energy and grit, how does that rub off on a teammate?
Well, that I don't know whether it rubs off on them or not. I think what it does is, if you're sitting there and you are part of a team and you want to be a part of that team, that you have to be able to put yourself in the position that is required. And what I mean by that is, you may not be a tough guy at heart, but you are sitting there watching and looking at what is going to be needed for us to be successful as a team. So you as a player, or me as a player, have to make those adjustments to understand that, hey, when I step on this floor, I have to bring toughness. I have to bring determination. I have to bring this will of not backing down. And it's stuff that you can work on, that you can become. It's just a matter of whether you're going to put in the necessary, efforts. And generally, it just comes from just efforts and knowing where everybody is on the floor, knowing what you're trying to do defensively, knowing what your schemes are on the defensive side of the ball as well as on the offensive side of the ball. So can get there, but it's going to require an effort from a player, and in some cases for the player to understand within himself. By nature, I'm not that type of person, but I have to be able to make that adjustment if I want to be a part of this team and bring value to this basketball team.
Those are great insights. Again, Campy Russell joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway. We're not through with Campy. He's going to stick around and join us for one more segment. So you do that as well. We'll be back with Campy Russell after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Garland weaves his way into the lane. Left side, Strus. Three. Got it! Max Strus. He's got four threes tonight. Garland comes right of the lane. Floats. Banks and scores. There is Garland with a 22-point ball game. Cavs lead back to five. DG still on the dribble. Right-handed dribble. Right of the circle. Will shoot. In and out. Tipped up and in by Jared Allen as nobody boxed out Allen.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us and great to have joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ is Cavalier legend Campy Russell. Well, you heard some great thoughts from Campy during our first segment. We continue on with Campy. And Campy, I want to ask you about DG. He struggled early when he came back from that injury, seemed to find his groove. Just your overall thoughts on DG as you watch the season unfold through these first 20 games.
Well, you know, it's I think one thing for sure, there's a lot that is expected from DG, you know, as your point guard, as a person that really kind of dictates the pace, kind of dictates the flow, kind of dictate the fact that the ball is going to be moving. I would think, you know, he has, in some regards, you know, suffered early on, you know, particularly after he got nicked up. What I'm beginning to see now is he's coming back to being that person that we know he can be. And I think it's important for him to get back on track because it influences and it helps this team become much better. So the way he's playing, I know he's going to get back to being the guy who can take care of the ball. Yes, he's gone through some stretches where he has not taken care of the ball as well as he has the ability to do it. But he's building back and going back into the right direction in terms of being more effective out there on the floor, being able to get downhill more, being able to keep our shooters and our bigs engaged into the game and push the pace. You know, I think Darius clearly knows what his duties are, and he also knows his own game in terms of his ability to knock down the three, get to the mid-range, make plays to the bigs, spray the ball to our shooters, and just keep everybody engaged. So he has gone through a small bump in the road, but I know his heart, I know his toughness and his abilities. I truly believe that he will get back on track completely and continue to help this Cavalier team continue to grow and move in the right direction.
KP, we mentioned 20 games in, but there's 62 more games to go. That's still a lot of basketball to be played. But you mentioned uneven play, and it's been kind of bumpy. How do you foresee that coming together? Is it just a comfort level with guys like Strus and even him and Donovan somewhat still getting used to one another and playing with one another? Is it just playing time together on the floor?
Well, you know, I think as we saw last year, they played well together. You know, Darius and Donovan, you know, they definitely have the ability to play well together. You know, there's no question in my mind. And to the fact that we've only played 20 games, and I know that is a, in this regard, it's almost quarter of the season. But at this point, I know that those two guys can play together and they can be the dynamic duo that they have been since they've come together. As it relates to the rest of the guys, I think between Donovan and DG, those guys still have the ability to keep everybody engaged into the game. But overall, I think thus far it's been about injuries, you know, because they both have had small nicks, you know. So it's about just trying to get those two guys back on the floor at the same time and then start creating that synergy that we know they both have when they're both out there on the floor.
Again, we're talking with Cavalier legend Campy Russell as he joins us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Campy, we've talked a couple of times about this team becoming more consistent. When they reach that level, what do you foresee? What style, what kind of basketball team will this team become when they start to click on all eight cylinders?
Well, I think, you know, what we have shown in this last year or two, or three, is defense. You know, when we are solid defensively and we limit second chance points and we limit, you know, giving one shot and out, and when we are defending on the perimeter as well as the paint, you know, we are one of the top teams in the league defensively, you know, statistically and what have you. So, I think that is the starting point for everything that we do, is when we're good defensively, teams have a hard time trying to beat us. And when we are solid defensively, we can beat a lot of teams because we can get our offense going off our defense. So I think that is the beauty of this basketball team, but it all starts from being and remaining healthy and remaining having that attitude that it starts on the defensive side of the ball, and it's about us shutting down this painted area. It's about us, you know, putting as many defensive contests out there as possible and take advantage of opportunities that we get when we create turnovers, is to make sure we get a basket or three or just get a basket and just keep the pressure on defensively, because I believe who we are is our defense. It's not so much about can we score a lot of points, you know, because clearly even in the games we lost, you know, we have scored enough points.
Right.
But the defense wasn't at that level that we know it can be. So for me, when our defense gets to where it can be, that is the area where we're going to show that we are a very good basketball team and we have the ability to win games with our defense, and cap things off with our offense.
There you go. Boy, great stuff. Campy Russell joining us this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Campy, as always, a pleasure to chat with you. Your insights are just fabulous. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and look forward to having many more conversations as this season unfolds.
Tim, thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of this today, and I look forward to doing it in the future. And I would just say this, Cavs, bring the defense. The offense is going to take care of itself. Win games. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate the time.
All righty. Thank you, Campy. It's Campy Russell joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We've got a lot more to come, so stay with us. We'll have more of Cavs HQ following this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Cleveland Monsters are hosting their annual toy drive for the season of giving delivered by UPS at all home games at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse from November 30th through December 15th. Fans can drop off new and unwrapped toys at all Cavs and Monsters home games or purchase a gift right from home by visiting Cavs.com/toy drive. Alternatively, toy bins will be located at every entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for fans to drop off their new unwrapped toys. All toys will be distributed throughout agency partners to support underserved children and families throughout Northeast Ohio. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Paolo's going to try the elbow jumper. That's Cat. Gafford's a little slow getting out, and that's Paolo Banchero's money spot. And now we get a pickoff. That's Jalen Suggs, and he is going to 360 jam it down. The runway was clear. Jalen the pick and the jam. Franz is going to try a three ball from Suggs. Got it to go. Fourth quarter, Franz.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn with you. Great montage of highlights from Jake Chatman. Yes, the radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, who joins us this week to talk a little Magic basketball. And, of course, the Cavaliers and the Magic are going to see quite a bit of each other here in the next few days. Cavs and Magic Wednesday night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and then the Cavaliers will head south to take on the Magic in Orlando on Monday night. So we thought it would be fun to have Jake stop by and join us here on Cavs HQ. And Jake, before we talk about Magic basketball, you're a Cleveland guy, Cleveland roots, so it's good to have you on Cleveland Airwaves tonight.
I am, Tim. Thanks for thinking of me. I'm a Chardon native. I was originally born in Cleveland Heights. And so, yeah, this is fun. That montage got me fired up. I might have to get my hands on that. I appreciate it. Thanks for thinking of me, and this will be fun. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We'll see if the dynamic duo of Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin can get that MP3 down to you. And as you said, boy, some exciting Orlando Magic basketball. Magic and Cavs Wednesday night. Each team 20 games in. Magic at 14-6. Boy, a great start for the Magic. Just talk about the first 20 games and how this thing has unfolded.
It's been a lot of fun. I think you obviously heard that in those calls. We've been one of the best defensive teams in the league, Tim, and that's been sort of Jamal Mosley's mission since being here. But as you know, when you have a young team, it can be difficult to get over that hump. So very encouraging the way we started out. We're still missing two members of our starting five, and Markelle Fultz and Wendell Carter Jr. Markelle's dealing with tendonitis, and so it's just one of those things like we got to get him right, and he's got to feel comfortable with it. And it's going to probably be a lingering issue all season. Wendell Carter Jr. broke a finger, so he'll be back, you know, as soon as that bone heals up, and he'll be back in the starting lineup. But Goga Bitadze and Anthony Black went from the third string to the starting lineup essentially overnight, and both have been great. It's been, I think, 14 games now that AB has been in the starting lineup. He's lost three of them, and so he's been able to boost the defense. But it's really been Jalen Suggs, who is your defensive ace. I mean, he's playing, you know, he's like a revved up Marcus Smart at times. And then Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, obviously in the middle of everything. Both have been very efficient this year, both right around 20 points a game. And the last few games, we went on a 9-game winning streak. But the last few, we played Charlotte, and then we played two against Washington. And then we got our gourds blown off, frankly, by the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday night. It was 3 games in 4 nights. And we kind of got away from that defensive mentality and identity. We, you know, won a few games, 130 to 125. And that's just not the way this team was designed. So you kind of had a feeling that you were getting a little too far away from your core. And then on Saturday night in Brooklyn, you came out, you were down 21 points in the first quarter, and Mikal Bridges gave you 42. So it kind of all came to a head, but now we get a couple days off to rest up a little bit, and it should be a really good test. Schedule's about to get pretty tough, but seeing the Cavaliers on Wednesday and then again on Monday back down here should be a lot of fun.
Jake, you mentioned that's not how this team is designed, and I think that's perfect wording for the question I have for you as far as how this team was constructed and designed. You could see this season coming as this roster was built. Just talk about how organically the Magic have been put together with Jeff Weltman, and you alluded to earlier, Jamal Mosley, and how it's now coming to fruition.
Yeah, organically, sustainably, these are the buzzwords, right, that Jeff Weltman in the front office have been delivering. And it was almost 3 years ago now that the prior group of Nick Vucevic, Terrence Ross, Evan Fournier, you had obviously young Jonathan Isaac, Markelle Fultz, Aaron Gordon, they blew it up. You sort of reached a ceiling. Steve Clifford was the head coach. He's a great head coach. But it was, you know, basically 8-seed play-in tournament type ceiling with that group. In one trade deadline day, they traded Aaron to Denver, and they traded Nick Vucevic to Chicago, and that really set all of this up. You draft Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner, and then you land the top pick the next year in Paolo Banchero. You hit on all three of those picks. Jalen had a rocky first 2 years to his career, but it's all come together for him so far this year, and so that's what it is. Like, you've got two young, large forwards who can get to the bucket basically at will in Paolo and Franz. And that's the core of this team. And so, you know, one night it's going to be one guy, one night it's going to be another guy. They have a great chemistry together. But then you have, you know, you started 5-20 last year, partially due to injuries. Markelle Fultz and Cole Anthony were both hurt. But then you went 29-28 the rest of the way, and right, they were the 6th-rated defense the rest of the way. And so you had a few, and then everybody came back. The only changes you made were you added Anthony Black and Jet Howard in the draft. And you brought in Joe Ingles, and he's been like a perfect fit. So you had this level of continuity, and you did have a belief. You know, I wasn't sure that they would be a top five defense right off rip in the first 20 games, but you had a feeling you could be a pretty good defensive team and a young one at that, which, as I said, is kind of difficult to get over the hump. They've drafted guys who Franz and Paolo defend, Tim, and it's not, you know, they're asked to do a lot on the other end. But when you see your best two players defending, and when you see a guy like Jalen Suggs hitting the deck constantly for loose balls and deflections and all of the hustle stats, it's got that, it kind of permeates the rest of the team. So we had a 6-0 homestand. We were coming off of a 9-game win streak. The vibes are good right now, but it does. It all starts on the defensive end, and it starts because your young players, your best players, defend and do so every night.
Again, we're talking with Jake Chapman. He's the radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic. Cavs and Magic twice in the next week, Wednesday night here in Cleveland, Monday night down in Orlando. Jake, we mentioned your Cleveland roots and background. Well, Magic head coach Jamal Mosley, a connection with the Cavaliers. And, boy, how much credit does he get to have the guys buy into this defense-first defense philosophy?
A lot of it. I mean, I think obviously you have to go to the front office and talk about drafting the right guys. And it's a very, very easy team, Tim, to cheer for. I mean, it's just a really good group of guys. You see the chemistry, you see it at the end of games when the, you know, the third string guys are in, you're getting a full cheering section from the Franz and the Paolos and the Jalens and Cole Anthony's. Cole Anthony cheers about everything at all times. But Jamal Mosley has instilled this level of cool, calm, collectiveness, level-headedness, next play mentality. They're just never too high or too low, and I think that's obviously important over the course of a long season. But it was really important because of the start last year, and I think that continuity that we talked about. You know, this team has a level of humility. I think they don't want to go back to that 5-20 start. They know what it feels like to win 22 games, most of them. So kind of, you know, starting from the very, very, bare bones and building it up. That's how you get that level of sustainability and that sort of organic feel to it. And Jamal Mosley has been at the center of everything. He was almost relentlessly optimistic for those first 2 years. Like, right. He just kept on saying it's going to get better. We're not skipping steps. We're doing the work. And if, I hate to say trust the process, but if you know that you're doing what needs to be done, then eventually it's going to come to fruition. And I think, it's one thing to be a cheerleader and optimistic, but you also have to kind of have the trust to be able to come down on guys at times and to be that taskmaster in practice and in the film room, et cetera. And he's been able to strike that balance. It's really difficult, but I do think, as a younger guy, I think he speaks to the locker room and they listen maybe a little bit more. There's not really any sort of sense of tune out. And he's also assembled a great staff. So it does. He's got those Cleveland roots. He's got those Denver roots. And then obviously he was in Dallas for a long time with Rick Carlisle.
Yes.
I think that probably taught him the offensive side of the ball. But he's a defense first guy. And that's been sort of at the core of all of this.
And it all adds up to a 14-6 mark after 20 games. The proof's in the pudding, as they say. Jake, I'm somewhat looking forward to seeing the Magic on Wednesday and Monday. It's going to be tough battles for the Cavaliers. But, hey, to you, congratulations on your success as the voice of the Orlando Magic and a Cleveland guy doing well at the NBA level. We appreciate you spending some time with us here on Cavs HQ.
Thank you, Tim. Anytime.
That's Jake Chapman, the radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, joining us here on Cavs HQ. We'll take a timeout. More to come. Stay with us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
This is Cavs HQ on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Everything you need to know about the Cavs and the NBA. Here again are Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Boy, it's been a fun show so far, and one more segment to go. And there's a lot going on in Cavs world, and one of the guys that certainly... has his fingers in a lot of pies as far as this Cavalier organization is concerned. Vice President of Digital, Brandon Jarosik, who now stops by to pay us a visit. Brandon, first of all, great to have you here.
Great to be back, Tim.
One of the things that I know launches this week from the Cavaliers' perspective is Gold Pass. Now, explain to Cavs fans and listeners what exactly Gold Pass is and the opportunities that are there.
So our Cavs United Gold Pass program is really, it's a great experience for fans in terms of it's a golden ticket that unlocks a lot of different perks, unforgettable experiences, and even merch access that, comes straight from, our organization and kind of opens it up for our diehard Cavs fans. So it's a little bit different than what we offer from a season ticket membership, whether that's a full season or half season. This is really a digital collectible that unlocks all these experiences. So you get a ton of different perks. For example, last season, you know, we offered up opportunities to win seats down at, you know, Dan Gilbert's tickets that are close to the floor. You got the opportunity to bring your friends out to the Cavs Legion Lair to participate in a 2K tournament. So a lot of different experience that just bring fans closer, not only to our team, but to our organization as a whole.
So, Brandon, how and where do Cavs fans find this opportunity?
So if you go to Cavs.com/GoldPass, you'll be able to learn all about these opportunities. So there's two different tiers that we offer to fans. We offer the elite tier, which unlocks up to the most amount of experiences, perks, and also merch opportunities. And then you have a select tier, which is a little bit lower tier in terms of the number of things that you'll get, but it's a little bit of a lower price point. So all of this is going to launch on Wednesday this week. So fans will have the opportunity to purchase between these two Gold Pass programs. And then ultimately from there, they'll be able to select which merch opportunities they get, which experiences they want to enter their name into the hat, and really unlock a lot of unique experiences throughout the remainder of this season.
And you mentioned that this happened last year as well, correct? Was there one experience or was there something that really stood out that was popular that you went, wow, this really went over huge?
I would say actually one of the experiences that we saw the most amount of feedback that people were really excited to have the opportunity towards was actually our broadcast experience. So working with Ryan Boubanks, we were able to unlock an opportunity for a few fans to come to a game and really see behind the scenes of what you all do here, not only from a radio standpoint, but also on the TV end, and really see, you know, we really pulled back that curtain and you got to see inside the truck with Bally Sports, you know, them calling the game. You got to meet some of the people that are involved in the overall broadcast on both sides of the coin, and really see that side of the business that not many people really get to see in any season.
Well, there's a reason there's the phrase faces for radio. Right. you may want to keep them away from the perch. No, I'm only kidding. So again, it launches on Wednesday. Now, is it up for a limited time or how long will it be available?
Yeah, so it'll essentially be available through January 8th. So fans have little bit under 45 days to purchase and start. You know, the great thing is once you purchase, you can immediately start accessing some of these perks. So those perks will be for upcoming games, but then also we'll unveil more perks throughout the remainder of the season.
Oh, that's very cool. So again, it launches on Wednesday, Gold Pass, and it's available, as Brandon just said, through January 8th. Now, of course, you guys study a lot of analytics, and unfortunately, the Cavs didn't advance to the knockout round as far as the in-season tournament was concerned, but this really has generated a lot of feedback and a lot of interest across the NBA. Let's delve into that, and again, the numbers are early, but at least through group play, what have the Cavaliers or the NBA seen as far as that interest level is concerned?
Yeah, I would say both locally here with our team, we definitely saw an increase in engagement across our social channels, across our website, and across our app on games that were a part of group play. So those four dates throughout the month of November, we definitely saw those peak in comparison to the other games throughout the month. Now, I know November as a whole was a pretty busy month in terms of total games, but when you look at the game against Indiana that, you know, started this whole thing, that game came down to the wire, and we saw that reflect in the numbers as well across our social channels. Same thing with that Philly game, which was a great overtime win that we had. But we saw, you know, people going to our website, either trying to understand more about the in-season tournament or just get engaged with those games because they meant more. So we were seeing it. And then even across the league just shared some numbers that they saw similar increases, not whether it was across local TV, whether it was across the national TV games, and then in general across their social channels and app engagement, they saw an increase in video views and just in general engagement from fans participating in the conversation around those games because they meant more.
It's interesting because sometimes there can be trepidation when you go into uncharted waters. This is all new to the NBA and all the organizations. But it can also be exciting to see. Let's see how this unfolds and let's see what the reaction is.
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw a bit of that unknown kind of early on with a lot of questions coming through from fans trying to understand the tournament, the structure, and how the Cavs could ultimately move on. Fortunately, we, you know, it came down to point differential for us. So we didn't quite get there, but fans were trying to learn, like we were, how this could impact the game and really create that competition early on in the season that maybe sometimes you don't necessarily see as much, where games are coming down to the wire. There's always, I think, highlight reels regardless of the game and the importance of the game. But ultimately what we were seeing was just an increase in fan participation, whether it was, like I said, trying to learn more about the game and what they meant, or just, you know, excited because these games meant something in November and they were going to lead to this tournament that people were trying to understand.
Yeah, it definitely added some interest. There's no doubt about that, especially that final game where, as you mentioned, that point differential, all of a sudden you're doing a lot of scoreboard watching.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was one of the things we saw, a heightened level of awareness. People were wondering what point differential did we need to get to in order to get us onto the next round, because I think it was clear as you watch that game, you know, we were going to win. It was just how much were we going to win by as they were starting to scoreboard watch and look at what the other teams were doing against their opponents.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Jurosik from Cavs Digital, VP of Cavs Digital. Before we wrap things up with you, anything else on the horizon on the digital side that our fans and listeners should be aware of?
So, you know, coming up here, middle of this month, the NBA is going to start their All-Star campaign. So you'll have the opportunity to vote for our Cavaliers to send them to Indiana this year for the All-Star game. Voting starts on, I believe it's December 19th and runs through January 20th. So we're excited to kick off that campaign and really highlight our players and hopefully get them to Indiana in the All-Star vote.
All right, let's finish up where we started. Again, a quick reminder about Gold Pass.
Yep, absolutely. So Gold Pass goes on sale this Wednesday. And runs through January 8th in terms of your buy-in period. And what Gold Pass will bring to you is just unlocking a lot of great experiences for how you experience the Cavs and this organization for the remainder of this season.
Great stuff. Great information for our fans and listeners. Brandon, we appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate you having me.
All righty, Brandon Jurosik, VP of Cavs Digital here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on this week's show. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll finish up after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Boy, that was a busy show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Huge thanks to our guest, Campy Russell, for his tremendous insights during the first segment of the program. Great to hear from Cleveland native Jake Chapman, now the voice of the Orlando Magic, as he stopped by to pay us a visit and talk a little bit about the Cavs and the Magic upcoming games, Wednesday here in Cleveland, Monday down in Orlando. And then Brandon Jurosik, Vice President of Digital with the Cavaliers, stopping by to talk a little bit about the opportunities that await you, the fans, as far as Gold Pass and the like. So take advantage of that opportunity. That is terrific. Again, a reminder, Cavs back in action on Wednesday night. Orlando will be here. And then the Cavs head out for four tough road games. Friday night in Miami, Monday night in Orlando, and then a back-to-back Tuesday in Boston, a day off in New England, and then Thursday in Boston. So a rugged stretch upcoming. Hey, want to thank the guys on the other side of the window as well. Senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen. There's a reason they call them the Dynamic Duo. And, of course, the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, back in action Wednesday night, Cavs and Magic. That game will tip off at 7. The Huntington Tip-Off Show will come your way at 6:30, all along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, this is Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening, and so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.